With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President-elect Donald Trump creating a National Energy Council. Here's George Williams with that story.
Its stated purpose is to establish U.S. energy dominance around the world, a key point in Mr. Trump's pledge to sell more domestic oil to allies and to move away from President Joe Biden's focus on climate change. Their mandate will be to cut bureaucratic red tape, to enhance private sector investments, and focus on innovation instead of what Mr. Trump deems, quote, totally unnecessary regulation, unquote. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a leading lawmaker says the Senate will start work immediately on committee hearings for cabinet nominees, so they'll be ripe for confirmation once Donald Trump takes the oath of office January 20th.
I, for one, expect to be holding hearings in the Intelligence Committee in the 17-day period from January 3rd, when the new Senate takes office, until Donald Trump is inaugurated on January 20th and can formally submit nomination papers.
Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton.
And then we should go right in after President Trump takes his hands off the Bible and gives what I'm sure will be an excellent speech. We should go right back to the Senate chamber and start confirming those nominees.
More than 100 demonstrators arrested overnight in the country of Georgia as protesters clashed with police officers. That follows the government's decision to suspend negotiations to join the EU. That marked the second straight night of problems. Romanians are going to the polls in a parliamentary vote that will determine a new government and a prime minister to lead the European Union and NATO member country. However, Sunday's vote is sandwiched between a two-round presidential race and overshadowed by controversies and a lot of chaos. This is SRN News. A Canadian community fined for opposing the LGBT agenda.
The national anthem of that country includes the words, "Keep our land glorious and free," but the people of Emo Township in Ontario are not free to refuse to fly the gay pride flag. Local lawmakers voted down a proposal to fly the flag in celebration of June as Gay Pride Month and were promptly sued by resident homosexuals. Now the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal has levied a $15,000 fine against the township and ordered the flag to be run up the pole. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New study finds pro-choice voters still cast their ballot for President Trump. Study finds in most states young people supported pro-abortion ballot measures even while voting for Mr. Trump. Adults between the ages of 18 and 29 voted in favor of a number of abortion referendums. This is SRN News. Small business owners have had a mostly positive reaction to a judge's decision to strike down an overtime rule.
That rule would have qualified more workers for overtime pay. On November 15th, a federal judge in Texas blocked a new rule from the Biden administration that would have expanded access to overtime pay to millions more salaried workers across the U.S. Nearly all hourly workers in the U.S. are entitled to overtime pay after 40 hours a week, but many salaried workers are exempt from that requirement unless they earn below a certain level. John Scott reporting.
California Department of Fish and Wildlife releasing a new plan to protect the state's Joshua trees, which are imperiled by wildfires and humans who just don't care. That draft plan includes calls for avoiding or minimizing direct and indirect impacts from overgrazing and pesticide use. More details at SRNnews.com.